A Nazi is now the official GOP candidate for Illinois' 3rd congressional district. We'll take a look at what the hell is happening there. Gun nuts are back at it, saying there's no need to regulate firearms, and I'll give you all the ammo you need to counter their ridiculous arguments. And special interview for you today. Adult film star Lana Evans, she's going to be joining us. She was the other woman in the tryst between Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels. She was invited for a little menage a trois. We're going to be chatting with her, and that is all coming up.
The Kim Iverson Show is for mature, logical, common sense audiences only. Please be advised, and please enjoy the show.
Thank you so much for joining the show. Got a good one for you. We've got Lana Evans coming up, the adult film star who was joined. Well, she was asked to join Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels. So we're going to be chatting with her later on. We've got, let's see, how can you get a hold of me? You can tweet me any comment while you're listening to the show. Just go to @KimOnTheLeft. That's how you can kind of join in on the conversation, tweet anything that you want to chat about, if you got some opinions. So I want to introduce Barry Funkhauser, producer extraordinaire. You might hear his voice here and there. Hi, Barry.
Hello.
So you'll hear him here and there throughout the show. But again, thank you so much for joining us. Really glad to have you here.
I'm busy following you on Twitter right now, @KimOnTheLeft. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kim on the left, @KimOnTheLeft. So it makes it easy. People can't figure out how to spell my last name, so I just drop it from the Twitter handle. So let's go ahead and start talking about this Nazi and Holocaust denier who has now won the primary race and is the Republican nominee for Illinois' 3rd congressional district. The guy, his name is Arthur Jones. He's a 70-year-old insurance salesman, retired. He goes by Art. He looks like a nice old grandpa, you know, if you're into white hoods and swastikas. So is he a real Nazi or am I overreacting? I mean, did he just say he's, you know, for a wall and now I think he's a big old white supremacist? No, actually, this guy is a real Nazi. He spent 8 years as a member of the American Nazi Party. Actual Nazi. In fact, his website, Art Jones for Congressman, details his racist and anti-Semitic views, including praising the Confederate flag as a symbol of white pride and white resistance. I quote from his website, and describing the Holocaust as a racket and the biggest, blackest lie in history. This is from this guy's website, Art Jones for Congressman. He is now Illinois' 3rd congressional district nominee for the GOP. He won the primary race. 20,339 Republicans in Illinois voted for this guy. And he won. He went uncontested. Nobody even wanted to run against the guy. They're like, let him have it. So what does he say about himself? I mean, surely no one says, hey, I'm a Nazi, I'm a racist. Oh, no, he says he's not a Nazi anymore. No, that's in his past, he says. He's now a Republican. Right. Last month on CNN, he says he doesn't want to call himself a racist. He prefers the term white racialist. And he doesn't call himself a Nazi. No, he calls himself an American patriot and a statesman. Yeah. In an interview, he said he believes that white people are more intelligent than black people and that he will work with the Klan or any patriotic, he puts in quotes, patriotic organization that is in general agreement with his beliefs and principles. Apparently, that is the Republican Party. So what the hell, Republicans? You just not know about this guy? Were you asleep at the wheel? I mean, how the hell did this happen? How did an actual Nazi, a man who spent 8 years in the American Nazi Party, a man who has racist and Holocaust-denying beliefs on his website, how the hell did this guy end up as your nominee for Illinois' 3rd congressional district? What the hell is going on? Did you not know about the guy? Is that the excuse? Oh, no. Guess what? They knew about him. In fact, this guy has run for office as a Republican 7 previous times. He runs every time. The first time was in 1984, but he's never gotten the nomination because it's crazy to think that an actual Holocaust-denying Nazi is going to be the GOP candidate. That's crazy. So every year that he's run, the GOP has made sure to have somebody else. So what the hell happened? Why now? Why all of a sudden is this guy the actual candidate. Oh, you know, because what's a couple of Nazis on your ballot? What does it matter? So, okay, here's what you need to know about Illinois' 3rd Congressional District. This is how this happened. This is how the hell this happened. It's a densely populated district. It actually takes up a little bit of a southeastern part of Chicago and surrounding areas. It's a very liberal district. In fact, a Democrat has held this congressional seat, thank God, since pretty much the dawn of time. So it's not likely that this Art Jones guy is going to win, and really no Republican is going to win this seat. But the GOP has known about Art Jones and his repeated attempts to win the nomination. They've known about this guy since 1984. He's been doing this. And they're well aware that this man has a very long history of white supremacist ties and Nazi ties. And in the past, they've made damn well sure he wasn't their nominee. In fact, back in 1999, the Cook County Republican Central Committee denounced his candidacy, saying it would be a national embarrassment if he was nominated. So they found this guy. He wasn't the best guy for them to grab. You know, his name was Robert Marshall, and he was this guy that was saying things like drunk driving is a grossly overblown problem. But you know what? He was better than a goddamn Nazi. So they put him on the ballot. That guy got the nomination. So election after election, the GOP was able to find somebody else that would run instead of Art Jones, that would beat him out in the primary at least, and not this way they don't have to make a Nazi their guy until now. Because things have changed, right? I mean, after all, remember when Trump, he said there are some very fine people amongst the white nationalists in Charlottesville, right? So now things are very different. We're in 2018. We've got Trump who's been really reluctant to denounce white supremacy from the beginning because they vote for him. And now we've got these white nationalists feeling like they're empowered. And we've got several white nationalists who have announced their candidacies. Art Jones is not the only one. The thing about Art is he's won. He's actually now the candidate. There's a few others that have got to go up against some. We've got like Paul Nellen. He's running as a Republican, of course, against Paul Ryan in Wisconsin. So he's not likely to win that nomination. It's most likely Paul Ryan is going to be the person who's, you know, running, obviously, again for that congressional seat. Nellen recently went on David Duke's podcast advocating for maintaining a white majority in the U.S. He went on his podcast back in January and he said, I think that we being white people, he's referring to, have built wonderful civilizations in Northern Europe and around the world. And if it weren't for our leadership, many more people would have died over the course of history. I mean, for one, if you're willing to even go on David Duke's show, I mean, what does that say about you? We also have former KKK organizer John Abar in Montana running as a Republican for Congress. On Abar's website, there's a banner that urges followers to, quote unquote, unite the right, which, by the way, was also the name of the rally in Charlottesville. And Abar claims that he's no longer a white supremacist. He's even posted an apology on his website saying, you know, for his racist past. But he does still declare on his platform one of the goals of having European Americans designated as a protected class under the law, claiming there's widespread discrimination and hatred targeted at European Americans. And then, of course, we have good old Joe Arpaio running for Senate in Arizona. So it's really appalling. We've got all of these white supremacists coming out of the woodwork and they're feeling really empowered and they're running for office. But what's more appalling than the platforms of these blatant racists is the fact that Republicans are voting for them. I mean, 20,339 people voted for this Nazi Holocaust denier in Illinois. And the GOP is not really getting in the way. I mean, what is that about? I mean, they even made statements. You know, they say things like, oh, we're appalled and disgusted. But it's bullshit. It's total bullshit. They end up standing back and allowing these guys to move forward with their campaigns. I mean, look at what was going on with Roy Moore. There is no moral backbone anymore in the Republican Party. I mean, they've just completely thrown it out the window. Tim Schneider, the Illinois Republican Party chairman, when he was asked about Nazi Arthur Jones, he said, Arthur Jones is not a real Republican. He is a Nazi whose disgusting, bigoted views have no place in our nation's discourse. Really? Really? Then why all of a sudden this year, this election, the first election while Trump is in office, why is this the first time you were unable to find a suitable candidate to go against him? This guy has run seven other times. Seven other times you were able to find someone else to be on the ballot. But this time you can't. This time. You know what I think? I think you didn't even try. You just want to see. It didn't work all these other times. But now that Donald Trump has pretty much been unwilling to disavow white supremacists for the most part. Once in a while, he gives us a token. Okay, I don't like white supremacists. But for the most part, you know, the Republican Party has been kind of standing back and just allowing this white wave of nationalism to take over our country. And I think what you're thinking in Illinois is, well, this is a congressional district. We don't really have a big shot at. It's always been Democratic. So let's just see how the Nazi does. Maybe he'll do something. At least he's a Republican and he'll vote with us on most of our policy ideas. That's what I think happened in Illinois. Seven other times they were able to find a candidate so that a Nazi wasn't their guy on the ballot. But this time, oh no, this time, let's just see how it goes. It is absolute bullshit. It's bad enough to not disavow these guys. And right now they have been because they realize how immoral that actually is. So they do kind of say, well, no, you don't really like him. You know, once in a while you hear like old Mitch McConnell, his old voice. Wah, wah, wah. But then at the end of the day, they stand back and they let these guys run. They let these guys join them because they want what? I don't know. They want to completely abandon their morals. They want to destroy America. They want to destroy what's all good and right in our country. How can they even stand back and allow this to happen? How do you let an actual Nazi white supremacist on the ballot? It is infuriating. I don't even know what's happened to the Republican Party anymore. I don't even know what's happened. But, you know, it just seems like one, you don't disavow, okay. And then you got guys like Roy Moore running for office and you allow it. You even kind of campaign for him a little bit, kind of not really, sort of in the one toe in, one toe out sort of dance. But now, oh no, it's all gone to hell. We got a Nazi on the GOP ballot. And that's the deal, folks. All right, coming up, special guest, Alana Evans. We got to get ready for her. I'm going to take a little break. And she was the woman who was invited to join Trump and Stormy Daniels in a menage a trois back in Lake Tahoe. So we're going to be chatting with her. That is coming up. Stick around.